The Spinoff Podcast Network. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q Quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
I don't have any notes.
Are we doing
this
it?
This is so exciting. I've forgotten it? The whole week. Oh, it's rock.
Three,
of course.
Two, one.
Wow.
Oh, I did not get the memo on that. Hang on.
What?
You always know when there's a countdown.
Oh, that's all right.
Did you kiss your hand?
Yeah, I was just getting the excess lipstick off before our fancy photo shoot.
Of course.
And that's the end of that section. So welcome along to The Real Pod. This is your reality TV recap and real life in New Zealand podcast brought to you by the Voyager Awards, Media Awards website of the year for 2019, The Spinoff.
What? We're down there.
Huge news.
Still doesn't seem real.
Congratulations to you two who, you know, started this little website so
true.
Many moons ago.
So
and here
true.
You are now. Look at you. Come so
four
far.
Four and skewers ago.
You,
now
Alex,
it's all grown up and serious.
I know. Alex, amazing. Casey's researching a very important piece on television jingles.
I am.
So, well, no, it's actually not television jingles. No, it's just jingles of all stripes.
Oh, right.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? At the end of the day?
At least you've got a headline written out. Or is that the cell?
Yeah. Interesting to think about.
Anyway, my name's Janie. I'm joined by Duncan Grieve, Alex Casey of The Spinoff. Voyager Media Awards website of the year. Very special thanks to Nando's, who now are purveyors of fine chicken and fine lumi.
Prices are so low.
No. Nando's. There you go.
First jingle.
Nando's have got, well, you guys
halloumi hooked
up during the week, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there's one more day for the halloumi hookup.
Isn't it? Is it? I thought a week was 7 days in my day.
Oh, I was going business days. True, actually.
What a corporate lady.
Yeah. The only thing I'm bothered by is the fact that I never got the invite to the hookup.
Well, Jane, we knew you were busy and we were under the pump as it was.
I did it again. Sorry. Sorry for the distortion.
Well, that wasn't even me.
Alex just slammed Duncan's finger between.
No, it was her own finger. And I yelled in
Why
fear.
Why are you yelling then? Hang on.
I just did it.
She's laughing.
No, because it was
sore.
Frightening.
Okay.
It looked real sore.
Oh, man. I was sore. I feel like his fingernail was going to fall off.
I was about to make a gag about Boost Mobile hookup and.
Oh, yes.
Oh, go on.
Halloumi hookup.
Yeah, it's still time.
I think that's it, though. I think I was just like, oh, I missed the Boost Mobile hookup.
And I think I referenced that while we were there because we were trying to figure out whether hookup was hyphenated or one word, and I think it's one word.
I think it can be either.
Well, we've got 40 minutes to fill. Let's go to town.
Do we explain what it was, though? We went into Nando's, and if we haven't figured out the business days weekend situation, but take a punt. Go into Nando's,
and
when you order
weekends.
Anything,
bring
ask...
on the weekend.
Shit, that's another one. What one's that?
Is that Mighty 10?
Shit, I hadn't got that one. Yep. Go in and ask for the halloumi hookup with anything. Mm. So I ordered a ginger beer and a bag of cheesy bread.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I got free cheese. It was cheese.
And the cheese was so good. It has that sort of smoky, charry Nando's vibe, which
delicious.
You can't make in a frying pan at home on your own when you're making a blobby mess.
Yeah. I've never cooked halloumi successfully, and now I don't need to because I know where to go.
My niece, I'm staying at my sister's house at the moment. My niece cooked some halloumi last night, made a hell of a mess. When she picked them up to put them on her like little salad platter situation, they were all stuck together like a string of sausages.
Mm,
yeah,
I love that.
Anyway, Tauranga, sorry, that's terrible pronunciation. Tauranga is going to be having their store opening. There's the soft opening on the 29th. How many peeps are going along? Just the one.
Don't need to talk about it. I think we should keep it a mystery.
Okay, mystery.
Just know that communication has been made.
If you want to head along to the sneak peek night.
Free chook.
You need to...
Sounds...
You need to email Alex at...
Maybe that's the problem. It's the branding.
Sneak peek night.
Sounds like you got a present afterwards.
It should be sneak peek.
If you wanna, now we're talking.
If you want to get a sneak peek.
Do you want to think about the beak? Yeah.
Anyway.
We don't get too bogged down in the beak, though.
So. Yeah, I feel like that makes you really think of the bird.
Email Alex at thespinoff.co.nz.
Please do.
You can get along in there.
Even if you just want to have a chat.
We'll get you into the exclusive club. Yeah, just to say hi. You know, send me a funny thing.
What's this bit?
Oh, the cheesy bread prices are to
go up.
Up.
12.5%, is that right?
I couldn't figure it out in my head.
15%?
It's $3 to $4, guys.
Is it $3 to $4 or $3.50 to $4?
To be honest,
it's super reasonable.
We were absolutely ripping them off
value.
To begin with.
Yeah.
I think
they were losing money on every piece of cheesy bread. And
but now that we've made cheesy bread the main staple.
The hottest item on the menu. Apart from all the...
Good on them. Take advantage, I say. Yeah. I won't stop buying it.
No.
I'll buy more.
It's more valuable now. It's like, get in quick.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's like Auckland house prices. Get in there. Get in there while you can.
It's like a Damien Hirst.
It's a cheese grab.
Our hashtag is RealPod. Our Facebook is facebook.com/TheRealPodPod. You'll also find our RealPod corner group in there. And we're on Instagram at TheRealPodPod.
Don't just gloss over RealPod corner like it's our Instagram account.
It's exclusive, so I don't want everyone.
It's fully exclusive.
There's some great behind the scenes action from our photo shoot for new promo photos today.
From that fright you gave me.
Sorry about that.
My insides aren't right.
I think you feel sick from the fright you tried to give me.
Yeah,
you roared so loud.
I really went for it.
Someone
and you didn't even react.
Suburb.
It's like you knew it was coming.
No, it was more that it was really sustained.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just a quick fright. It was a real build up.
We were sort of in a prayer position.
Yeah, look, I'm not great at frights, okay? We all have our strengths.
I used to hide in the bath to give my dad a fright when he walked into the bathroom. I'd sit up like a Nosferatu.
What a childhood
you
had. Oh, like 12. Too old.
Far out. That's a good fright trick. I hope Robin never
bath and
that.
Shower. Both great spots for a fright.
Imagine a time when you didn't want to play on the iPad, but instead you wanted to hide in the bath.
Was it just the two of you at home?
Yeah.
Far out, that's terrifying. That's the same situation as eighth grade. It's like single dad and a young child.
Is there any frights in that movie?
No, she's just mainly really mean to poor old dad.
Oh, no.
Well, that sounds about the same.
It's a fright of love.
Did we hear a new song at the beginning of our podcast, by the way, Duncan?
You know, I had zero comms since I announced it.
No comms at all.
And I'm like, you can't go to America without me.
Can we stop him at the border?
Yeah.
Like, can we issue
I'll camp.
Who did that thing to JJ Feeney back in the day and told customs that they were smuggling kiwi eggs up their bottoms or something?
Oh, that's so
And they
got,
yeah. had them scared.
I assume it was Dom?
Yeah. Mike would never. He's fine.
The first piece of news was happy congratulations to the spin-off team for your magnificent showing at the Voyagers.
Wow, what an honour.
Can you list off what you won? At the top of your dome? Just riff.
Website of the Year, Mad One, Opinion Writer, Humour.
And business
scoop.
Single news scoop, which is crazy because that's a huge honour.
Amazing. And when she accepted her award, she had to shake the hand of Simon Bridges.
And did she
call him a little kiss on the cheek?
Did she call him a naughty boy?
That was for the scoop, I think.
Oh.
Oh, what do you mean? Where did that reference come from? Something from politics. One can assume.
I don't know what you're
going to say. I laughed heartily. Anyway, she said, great to accept an award from the naughty boy himself. And everyone got a huge laugh. God, it brought the house down.
It did. And what else happened?
Charlotte Grimshaw
co-won Reviewer of the Year, but that wasn't great because I was nominated for that.
So good for
disrespectful
her.
To you,
yeah,
really.
Disrespectful to me.
Toby Morris won Artwork/Graphics Man.
Yeah.
Or no, just person, really.
Yeah.
We're all just people.
Yeah. when you come down.
You know how the Voyagers used to be the Canon Media Awards back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
does anyone talk about those heady days of 2011?
Oh, when Best Blog, the Best Blog lady.
Is that the girls guy?
They were probably chatting about it, weren't they?
It's like a full in memoriam slideshow.
Hang on, in memoriam.
We talk about.
That's
is it dead though, or is it still online?
It's still online, but for some reason, all the comments. Oh no, the comments are gone from my Essential Mum stuff. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all terrible. All very, very terrible.
And then we won Website of the Year, and
that's the big one.
Had a party explosion.
Do you know how many websites there are in the world?
Oh.
To win Website of the Year, being out all those many millions.
Beat the Stuff, beat the Newsroom,
YouTube, Facebook,
take that, Twitter,
amazing. Two birds from Tina.
What an honour!
Also, congratulations to Laura Daniels, who's hosting the Zombie TV show. So, congratulations to her.
Oh yeah,
congratulations
for
Tina.
Laura,
she did a handstand,
man.
Like kicked up into it.
At yoga.
Oh, congratulations!
Tina was good at it last time though. Even when I did
she's
it,
very
I was
good at yoga.
Surprised.
Can you? Do you need? Did you need? Do you use the wall, or you don't use the wall for the handstand?
Yeah, but kicks up to it.
What does kick up to it mean? Just, show me.
I can't do it.
Like you do a handstand.
It kicks up to it. Like facing away from the wall.
Oh yes, yes. And then you go at like a right angle, kick your legs up.
Yeah, and then it just arrives.
Over.
No, you don't walk up.
What?
Yeah, facing away from the wall.
That sounds like martial arts.
It bloody looks like martial arts.
Holy shit.
Martial arts.
When I do yoga, I just like happy baby and
to everybody,
dead
really.
Bear. Happy baby and dead bear are my two favourites. And but was it like resting child or something?
Child pose.
That's the one.
Man,
it's so good.
Okay.
Anyway.
Laura Daniel.
She's a big star now.
Huge star.
Spookers meet Survivor style zombie show. Does it have a name? That's a terrible name.
Zombody Save Us.
No.
Zombody Save Us. That is, wow.
That's a word. Choice.
That's a working title, sure. They can't have committed to that.
Build
That's like
the
a spin-off bad like, headline that we just won't let go, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's like when you put real life Reed at the front of something.
Guess how much the prize money is.
I thought about changing that to AM last night. Yeah.
I think you should. It's hilarious, but it's hilarious for like...
Three females. Yeah. That's a stretch as well. I don't even think it's that funny, and I was one of the three.
Guess how much the prize money
is.
You guys.
It's real funny.
You guys, this is my last, almost last podcast.
Almost last podcast. Zombody save
her. Somebody
told me.
Guess how much the prize money is.
$10,000.
You're looking at
No, I know that that's a standard reward now for the on-demand reality thing, which ain't bad.
Still
heaps. That's like Nailed It is $10,000.
Wow.
Heaps of money.
Also,
just doing
I don't think
a
you pay tax on it.
Huh?
I don't think you pay tax, which seems crazy.
They shoot over 5 days and nights.
Remember?
Nice and compact.
Yeah. Well, it's so cheap to make. I nearly went out, but it was my friend Jordan's birthday. We had to go to Nando's.
Is it just a couple of mates with GoPros at Spookers? Is that what it is?
I don't think it's...
Doesn't
it
have
bad.
Like a bit of a like an amateur found footage horror kind of vibe? Like you're going along to this fake TV show.
They'll give me motion sickness.
And then they.
I think it's going to be awesome. I'm a little sad I couldn't go because I would love to. You know, I've been trying to get us to go to Spookers, of course, for a long time.
I'm leaving the country to avoid that.
But I just can't get you on board.
No.
Tina T would do it.
Get me on a plane instead, thanks.
Tina would be there. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I like TVNZ's kind of strategy of just making these new weird reality shows.
Okay, it's not a reality show. I'm really enjoying Educators, and I'm loving the new 14 minute format or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So
it's
digestible.
Have you watched I Think You Should Leave on Netflix?
I watched a little bit of it, and I couldn't get into it.
You could get into it.
Wow, it's very funny.
Oh, did I not give it enough? Do I need to give it more?
I just don't even know. I was like crying.
Or is it because I love the Big Bang Theory? I don't.
That's the spectrum. But those episodes are only 14, 15 minutes as well. I feel like this is the new era, and I love it. I'll still watch 45 minutes on James Charles and Tati, but 15 minutes on a comedy show. Perfect.
So good. Okay.
Perfect.
What else is happening? James Charles and Tati.
So someone emailed me. I want to shout out the corny that emailed me saying, can you please talk about this?
Who is James Charles?
Oh, my God. So you know nothing,
I know
John Snow.
Literally nothing.
Oh, but God, we should talk about Game of Thrones as well.
No, I can't because I'm still on episode one. Season one.
So James Charles is like one of the biggest beauty bloggers in the whole world. He's 19. He has like 16 million followers or something.
He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man. He's very good at makeup. And Tati is another like very old school, was kind of there from the beginning. Has millions of followers as well, but is slightly older. I think she's kind of in her late 30s. She was sort of a motherly figure to James. She kind of raised him through the YouTube world. And she had a... This is going to sound so dumb when I start explaining it. Tina, you can pitch in any time because I know you're all about this. So Tati has a vitamins range, which James Charles was like supposed to, has been promoting for a while. It's her big like swing, her big industry of vitamins. And then James Charles went to Coachella and needed like VIP status or something, needed a brand to, he was getting mobbed basically. He only had a VIP ticket. He was getting mobbed and he needed a brand to give him like an emergency security and take them into their, you know how brands have their own like stations at Coachella. So he messaged Nikita Dragon, who's another beauty YouTuber, and said, can you get me into Sugar Bear Hair? Because they were looking after her the week before at Coachella. And she's like, yeah, cool, I'll get you in. But to get him into Sugar Bear Hair, he had to do a little Instagram shout out. So he did a little story being like, thanks, Sugar Bear, for taking care of me at Coachella by their whatever sleep vitamins. And then Tati saw that as a massive neg to her because she has a vitamins company. So she made this tearful, long, long video. Well, first she made an Instagram story about it, which she didn't address it.
I thought we were friends.
But we're friends. And brought up all this stuff about how James Charles has apparently, like, kind of used his celebrity for evil and mentioned things like trying to coerce, like, straight men to do things with him and has gone after people he shouldn't have. And it became this whole big drama. And then all these people started getting involved. And James Charles has made a response video since where he's pulled up all the receipts. Every single text, every single message that's ever happened, he explained the whole Coachella thing. Tati was sort of implying that James had like orchestrated the Sugar Bear Hair thing, right, to kind of be an attack on her. He brought up all the receipts with all these boys that she was alleging he was, you know, manipulating. And I just don't know what to think anymore. It's crazy. And now Tati's deleted that initial video.
You've got to be so careful about what you message on the
internet. And then Jeffree Star has waded in.
Holy.
Jeffree Star's waded in. And I think this might be the downfall of Jeffree Star because he's gone too far this time. He started bullying James. He said all these really nasty things. Unless they're true, of course. Hey, Tina.
Yeah. Wait, where's my mic?
Get on mic.
I don't like James.
You don't like James? Fake. See, I don't know what to think. I think James is fake as well. Yeah. And he's 19, and of course you're going to make a lot of mistakes.
Is there something I can watch on the plane? Can I just like pre-load some videos?
I highly recommend loading it all out. It's such an amazing journey.
How do you do it?
What do you mean, how do you do it?
All right, we really sound like mum and dad right now, eh?
But I don't know what to believe now because James has posted like every communication he's ever had with all these people. Of course, you can fake texts, and I don't know, maybe he's faked them. And if the behaviour that Tati accused him of is true, it's not great. It's bad of him. But then Jeffrey says he's doing all these interviews with all these men and there's going to be an expose with Shane Dawson. YouTube's exploding. The beauty community is piling in on itself, and it's a very exciting time to waste a lot of time watching all the gossip channels and learning all about it. I hope that was worth it, Emily. Thank you for your email.
Brian Tamaki's launched a coalition political party. Oh, my gosh.
I
love him so much.
I put this in the doc because...
I don't love him being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just to clarify.
Just to clarify. Anyway, sorry.
Let's cancel Jane.
okay, so no, before you explain about this,
yeah,
Alex, have you finished talking about Tati?
I guess so. I mean, I kind of thought it might be some more interest or some more pickup from you guys.
Well, we don't know who the man is. It's difficult.
But do you know even what I'm like vaguely talking about? Because the Herald covered this. Stuff have covered this.
I mean,
like,
Duncan doesn't know how to use the internet.
I don't think I've ever watched like a...
It's just fascinating.
Have you never watched a beauty blogger? Have you never ever watched one?
I've only watched Chit Chat Get Ready With Me by On The Rag, which was a sort of a tribute to...
Maybe you should never because it's a real time suck.
It's just amazing. It's an amazing show as well. The YouTuber,
is there a Vox explainer? Yeah, I'll read that.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, like a dad blog. Vox is...
How many times does something have to happen after like for it to become a trend or for you to have started something?
Me?
Just in general, hypothetically speaking.
Huh?
Like...
Like, me?
No, I'm just saying like...
In general.
If if you were Jordan Major and you tossed a coin to decide who you're going to give your final rose to, or not final rose, as is the custom on New Zealand Bachelor, just to not give them a rose.
Yeah.
And then someone else tossed a coin to make an important decision many years later.
Thrice.
Does that mean that he started something? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe.
That was a long lead-in.
Two.
The chairperson of Charitable Taranaki Trust was chosen by the flip of a coin.
Oh.
Mm.
Amazing.
Amazing.
The imagine, in a way. Is that a jingle? Or is that just words?
Words.
The amazing maze.
Beds and beds and beds. That's a jingle.
Oh.
Why do matter back here? Beds and beds and beds.
That's a jingle.
Write it down.
I add it to the dark.
Beds and beds and beds.
Yeah.
Has Big Save got one? Go Harvey Norman. You got that one in there?
Go Harvey, go. Nope.
Yell.
Whoa.
It says yell at the end.
Shit.
Sorry.
You know what I was thinking? Okay, last night, another thing that came into my head was a jingle that ends in, oh yeah. But I couldn't think of what the rest of it is. You know what I mean? And it goes, oh, yeah.
No.
Nope.
I haven't got that one.
Tina
that
knows.
Must be a young person. Must be a beauty blogger.
Someone knows.
Someone knows.
It's so annoying.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. What's that one?
Everybody knows.
Jimbo's or something.
Oh, yeah. That could be one.
Anyway. That's it. Are we all ready to talk
We saw
about?
CJ from Heartbreak Island at Nando's as well.
Yeah.
First organic sighting of a reality star
in a Nando's.
Without any real pod coercion into that Nando's. Amazing.
Yeah.
Tara's just thinking.
It was lunchtime.
Mm.
I feel like I'm trying to do the daily now.
Yeah, yeah. Play the xylophone, whatever it is. What would you say, Jimbo?
I am disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
How much you're
talking about. Oh, yeah.
She knows what she means. Come on down to the dance floor. It is pumping. With rock tunes.
I left my notes at home, and guess what?
He didn't watch it. And my notes are very ropey indeed, so this will be fun. We wanted a short pod, and here it is.
I'm so hungry for Nando's today.
Walter went home, the end.
Yeah, that's good.
Basically, Randall and Brittany did a paso doble to enter Sandman, and he did some knee slides, which everyone thought were amazing. I thought he fucked them up a bit in the middle, but he still
won. Yeah, there was a little stumbly bit.
It was
amazing.
He is definitely going, I cannot believe I won move of the week when I fucked that up, but he's keeping shtum about it.
True.
They were amazing until the bit where he stumbled.
It's an amazing way to get around. It's faster than
it is
walking.
A terrible way to get around.
Yeah, you should
it's
try
it. It's only good if you're wearing knee pads and you're on like a shiny, slippery dance floor. Otherwise, forget about it.
Mm.
Go and do it on the concrete, Alex. Mm. See how you go.
Oh, mate, I'll put little wheels on my knees.
Even better.
I've got like a knobby bit on my knee. I got tripped over at basketball once and now it sort of has like a...
Should we say knobbly instead of knobby?
Look, see this? It's very sore.
So no knee slides on the gravel field.
No, I can't even really kneel.
Well, that's a shame.
Oh,
what
kneel?
If you put heel, you know?
Hey, Wayne said I do a snorty laugh. I didn't know about this.
Wayne knows more about you than you.
This is true.
I wouldn't question anything Wayne says.
He has got the data.
In the corner this week, we were looking for some defining moments of the podcast.
Oh, what a wholesome
story. You guys remembered shit. I don't remember
it
at all.
We remember nothing.
And then Wayne's like, oh, I like it when Jane does her snorty laugh. And I'm like, what snorty laugh? Is it that one?
No.
Oh, God.
I feel like I've heard you snort before.
Yeah, okay. But not that often.
Okay.
Maybe this was
so
like a
little
rare,
treat.
Like
okay,
a
yeah, it's a treat. It's like
I'm still learning about myself.
Cool.
25 points for them, did I say that? Manu and Lauren.
Mm-mm.
Did a very sexy. Super I'm just saying, everything they do is sexy. Tango to Supermassive Black Hole by Muse.
Tango is the dance of love.
Is it?
Is it?
I think so.
Some of these I wrote down Tango and I meant and Foxtrot. I just used them interchangeably.
Salsa.
That's the Dorito of love.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't remember anything.
I don't think that he chose this song, by the way.
What was the song? Was it Reef
Supermassive
again?
Black Hole by Muse.
Rock Week is so funny, by the way.
It is hilarious.
Rock is the funniest music. It's so embarrassing.
But also
so embarrassing.
To put it in with ballroom dancing. It's just hilarious. Nuts.
And the costume
egg
is so funny and cringe. I thought Manu looked okay though, right? He just had kind of like an edgy cravat. Whereas like Randall was like full Chris Angel.
Oh,
like,
mate.
Magician eyeliner.
You'll remember that it was Rock Week when Chris Harris did live.
That was incredible.
That was amazing.
We didn't really get that kind of a moment.
We didn't. But Manu and Lauren had some cool little visual moves. Like when he picked up, she did that like in-ear running thing.
That was cute. I like that. It reminds me when you put a dog like just above the water.
Above the water.
Man, that's one of the top 10 funny things.
Those two together though. So great. Yeah. I don't know what they scored because I didn't write it down. Nadia and Aaron did a sexy dance. I've got nothing. I've just got sexy dance.
Sexy dance. Okay, we can work with
that. She was wearing a grease.
I love rock and roll. And she was standing.
Yeah.
And she had a fringe clipped in.
Oh, is that what was going on there?
And her hair was crazy. She looked phenomenal.
She looked smoking.
I reckon, because this is what happened. Sam Hayes at the start of her season wasn't great, right?
No, yeah.
And I reckon Aaron is kind of like the Vanessa.
You can
just like whip them into shape. Because Nadia's getting so much better.
Yeah.
I really hope she doesn't get voted out soon. I'm really worried about the state of the woman on this show. I think Kaylee's next.
Probably. And then given this week's
Nadia
events.
And Laura.
What's a face? Not what's a face, but the beginning dance was real good. I really enjoyed it, by the way. That's just a side note with all the professional dancers.
Oh yeah.
I just liked it. Is it Shay? Shay
Mountain.
His legs like 1,000 miles an hour. It's like he was doing a Rocky Irish jig. It was amazing.
Rocky Irish jig.
Is that another thing?
No, yeah, it sounds like a thing.
William and Amelia did a dance to Numb, which, by the way, I thought was fucking awful. And I think they got the best score of the night. So I'm in no position.
Scared me.
It looked like they were just making it up as they went along.
It was like, it was like a weird fake fight.
Yeah, they were like throwing each other around.
Yeah.
And it didn't look polished to me at all.
And it was a funny song.
Great song.
Crack me up.
Great song. Linkin Park, Numb.
I don't know. It's just funny. And then just go, and then like, it's just so.
Duncan, you really missed out this week. I actually think you would have
loved rock.
I do find rock songs.
Our food's almost
hilarious.
Here.
Our podcast is almost finished.
Yeah.
Laura, then Kaylee and Scott did Paso Doble to. What did they do it to? I don't know.
Oh, it was something weird.
She kicked over a fence at the end, and Rachel really didn't like it that much.
Mm.
She said she was too angry or something, and then Kaylee came back and was like, well, what are you on? I don't know what you're saying, da da da. You say yes, and we've only got 2.5 days to do this, and you're a professional. And
it wasn't a great exchange.
And then what happened? It got way worse.
And then Rachel
went home.
She was bloody threading, basically, on Instagram.
Got on the Instagram. She watched back everyone's stuff. We absolutely went to town on Kaylee some more. She was very upset at being spoken back to by the sounds. So she explained herself.
Mm.
In the corner, there's people on both sides of the knockdown fence.
What side are you on?
I think that when I read, the first thing I saw was the Insta stories that Rachel did.
Yeah. Before you watched it.
Yeah, they're quite attacky.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I thought, I don't think her criticism was as harsh as I was expecting given the fury, the Adam Perori.
Nando's is here.
Oh, okay.
Let's just hustle. Like,
no, I just need to tell someone to get it or they're going to drive away with it again.
Oh, my God. Oh. Go, team.
Go outside and get it.
Hang on, Duncan. Duncan, go get it.
Shoes.
Duncan, get it.
I don't have any shoes on.
You don't need shoes? Why do you need shoes?
Tina's going. We have no producer, but the Nando's will be safe.
Oh, God.
No.
Put them on.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Uber?
Yeah.
Hi, someone's just running out now to get it.
Her name's Tina.
Her name's Tina. She's very nice. All right. Thank you so much.
Is this all? You just said she's very nice and she ran up to him and said, is this all?
This is all.
Oh, no, because she doesn't know that it's not all the Nando's, it's just the special.
Oh. No, but this is...
What's special? Is this my janky wink? you wink with one and a half eyes.
Because I'm talking to Sophie.
What?
Who does the normal Nando's.
Guys, we're still on. We're still recording. Do you need to take this elsewhere?
No, it's fine.
Anyway,
everything will work.
It's like all my carbs for the day so far.
I think Kaylee was a little bit defensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Rachel's initial comments were that bad, but then her response to Kaylee made it worse.
Yeah.
That's my, that's where I stand.
Agree.
Kind of on the fence. That's where I stand.
I think Kaylee was out of line. I just like, because it's like live TV, like, yeah, it sucks to get critique, but like, just ask her later.
What,
you know?
What happened?
Oh, God, Duncan.
We just talked about it.
No.
Duncan's been on his phone quite a lot. Yeah,
I'm dealing with quite a bad situation in my defense.
Okay.
No.
I should put on the bench for a hot minute.
Okay.
Did you say, is this all?
Yes.
Yes. She was on the phone to the Uber driver and saying, Tina's coming to get it. She's really nice. And then we hear in the background, is this all?
It was iconic.
How many bags?
Well, he gave me one small one with, like, just the coleslaws. I was like, did I order it wrong? But now we got it.
Okay.
Oh,
we're good. Okay.
Thank Christ.
Thankfully, that was not all. Okay. Laura and Shay did a foxtrot to Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Iconic track.
Mm-hmm. You
iconic
love that song.
Dance. The judges dance. Loved it.
Lovely dance. Good on you.
Do you remember that Soul Asylum video with the milk cartons and that?
The what?
That Soul Asylum video for Runaway Train with the missing kids on the milk cartons.
Vaguely.
Yeah, that was pretty upsetting.
Okay. Walter and Melissa did a tango to It's My Life.
The magic
just,
trick.
What's My Life, the No Doubt or Gwen Stefani song?
No.
It's now or never.
Is it Bon Jovi or something?
My life. Is that a tune? I can't tell if it's a tune.
Anyway.
There was definitely a magic trick.
There was a magic trick at the beginning where she was sawn in half.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then she got put back.
I don't know how it worked. It didn't fit in with the song at all. And then he did a roly-poly at the end. And the judges are just like, why the fuck? Like, Jules was angry with him. He was like, I told you last week, no more backflips. And so this week you come with a fucking roly-poly.
You do a weird magic trick.
So
I love
funny.
He's like, thank you to Andre Vegas for lending me your magic machine.
So good. Anyway,
he's the real pod, right?
Like, he is.
Walter is the real pod.
Walter's the real pod. He's the real pod's
we
people.
Were, yeah.
If we were on the dance floor, that would be us,
we
for sure.
We talk a lot of shit about him, but we'd do a roly-poly in a heartbeat.
Sure. I'd do some juggling.
We had to rehearse for weeks to do a roly-poly.
I told you about my cobwebby devil stick. So.
Yes, yeah.
Sounds like a euphemism. It's not.
Walter, Glenn and Vanessa did a foxtrot. I think it was a foxtrot to All I Want Is You. She's got laryngitis. It was a very pretty dance. Mm. She did the head on chest thingy, and I'm like, okay, come on, you're milking it now.
It's their main move.
Let it go. The move of the week, we mentioned that.
Stampede outside. Stampede in Iowa.
Kaylee and Walter on the bottom too. It's actually quite well played by Kaylee because Rachel got so much hate about it that then she ended up saving Kaylee almost to prove like that she's being.
I think something exciting is going to happen.
What?
Happy second to last pod day to you. Happy second to last pod day to you. I'll just describe what's happening for the pod. Alice has just brought in a pile.
Cheesy bread cake.
It's a cheesy bread cake.
Oh my
and it's got halloumi on top and it's got candles.
Peri-peri sauce.
It's so beautiful.
It's amazing.
To last pod.
So Jane.
I told you there was a surprise.
I love it.
Kel surprise.
Has anyone got a knife?
To be honest.
No.
Oh, there's a knife there. Okay.
Wow.
That's amazing. You guys are the best. I can't wait to see what I get for my last day.
Bring it in,
No, this is it.
This is it.
Okay, who wants some? Oh, do I need to blow it?
Hold on, Jay. Wait.
You need to blow it.
Okay, hang on.
Get in there. This is bad. Sorry about this.
This is terrible audio.
Okay. No, it's good.
Are you going to blow it out?
So right now, Alex is taking a picture of Jane.
Video.
She just blew the shit out of those candles.
Is that smoke alarm going to go off?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's not.
No. Well, it fucking will.
It will.
It's really sensitive.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm on my own. There's three people fanning a smoke alarm. There's literally no smoke in the room, by the way.
No, it will. It's crazy.
Okay, this is a terrible podcast. I apologize. Walter went home. Kaylee was saved.
Just wave the judge.
Walter did basically an Academy Awards speech of thank you to everyone. Man. The judges got up, gave him a hug, and that was the end of Dancing with the Stars for this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm so worried.
Everything's gone so bad. We're just gonna finish with this. Are you guys ready? Good.
Yeah, that's the end of the pod.
Oh, shit. So,
Sorry about that. There was nearly a fire. Fire engines, guys. Hang the next key song. Oh, I don't
This has been an absolute proper shambles. No. I feel like I've said nothing funny all pod.
I've been on my phone the whole pod dealing with the situation.
Sorry, guys.
God.
Max, I don't know if I've got anything to report really on Max. Anyone?
I'm under the pump.
Max walked up to the Hollywood sign, took a selfie. Now, it looks to me like he's using a selfie stick, but then he uses one phone as a remote control to fire off the selfie.
Whoa.
Does he use the phone to fire off a selfie from a GoPro or something?
He's,
and then
really?
Transfer the GoPro shot to his... Is that a thing?
Man.
I think that's what he's doing.
Tech.
Okay.
I didn't know you could get that close to the Hollywood sign.
Okay. Well, don't be like Max. He completely underestimated how long it took to walk up the hill. He had only 30 minutes to get there before sunset, and in the end it made for a pretty cool photo, but I wouldn't recommend walking down the hill in the dark, especially with the cold. Mm. Anyway, very exciting. Big moment for Maxie.
Good on you, Maxie.
And then...
Will he still be in LA when you move?
I was thinking that. He's at Coachella at the moment.
What?
Is that a... finished, isn't it?
Coachella.
It's a place, isn't it?
Coachella day one was literally one of the best days of my life. No, is it the festival?
What? Is it on now?
Is it just always
on? Quiet?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Posted a day ago, Coachella day one was literally one of the best days of my life. So... I don't know if he's just like
just
flashback Fridaying
he's
or
he's having a nice free. Time.
I think he'll come visit you.
Me?
Because New Zealanders in LA, they really like to stick together.
It's
like
weird
because
like no one's returning my calls. Tyker,
you're on Slack now.
Reece
you're
Darby.
Me.
No one.
And ready for publishing. Oh my gosh, that is.
This has gone very, very badly.
Sorry about this podcast, everybody.
You guys just aren't listening to me at all.
So
it's a terrible way to go. I'm so glad this is not my last podcast.
Last. Have you cut
next week we're really going to bring it.
Okay. I want to see the layers.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Thanks very much. Thank you, Nandos, for this amazing halloumi hookup. Cheesy garlic bread, giant stack.
What a great second to last podding. And also, honestly, we're not ending. We're saying second to last with Jane in New Zealand.
I genuinely think that was one of my worst performances ever.
No, it was definitely mine.
Since the great bio breakdown of 2014.
We don't talk about that. Wow.
Here we go.
She's cutting into the cheesy cake. Oh.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks Nando's
everybody.
For supporting us. Thanks, Walter,
amazing.
For dancing your heart out and being such a genuine guy on Dancing with the Stars this week. Thanks to the judges and all the other contestants. I've got to name everyone.
Yeah, wow.
Thanks to the spin-off website of the year.
Awesome,
oh, my God. This is not
wow. That's
easy
a lot
to cut.
Of bread and it's a lot of cheese.
Should I eat it like that?
Yeah. I need to take a photo of
this. Oh, this is something else.
Duncan's gone.
He is gone.
He's just left. That's amazing. He didn't even say bye.
Ready?
Oh, wait, no, Jane, hold on. I need to do it first.
Okay. Should we just, die. We don't do
Should we end this podcast?
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
'Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.